We are reading from the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 34. Chapter 3 is entitled Karma Yoga. Text 34. Indriyasyendriyasyarte ragadvaisa vyavastita dayornavagam Dayonava samagachet danyasya paripantina. The translation. There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. So please repeat, there are principles to regulate attachment and aversion.
Pertaining to the senses.
And their objects. One should not come. Under the control. Of such attachment and aversion. Because they're stumbling blocks. On the path of self-realization. So I will read now the commentary by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Those who are in Krishna consciousness are not really reluctant to engage in material sense gratification, but those who are not in such consciousness should follow the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures. Unrestricted sense enjoyment is the cause of material engagement, but one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures does not become entangled by the sense objects. For example, sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul, and sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. According to scriptural injunctions, one is forbidden to engage in sex relationships with any woman other than one's wife. All other women are to be considered as one's mother. But in spite of such injunctions, a man is still inclined to have sex relationships with other women. These propensities are to be curbed. Otherwise, they will be strangling blocks on the path of self-realization. As long as the material body is there, the necessities of the material body are allowed, but under rules and regulations. And yet we should not rely upon the control of such allowances and regulations. One has to follow those rules and regulations unattached to them, because practice of sense gratification under regulations may also lead to one to go astray. As much as there is always the chance of an accident, even on the royal roads, although they may be very carefully maintained, no one can guarantee that there will be no danger, even on the safest road. The sense enjoyment spirit has been current a very long, long time, owing to material association. Therefore, in spite of regulated sense enjoyment, there is every chance of falling down. Therefore, any attachment for regulated sense enjoyment must also be avoided by all means. But attachment to Krishna consciousness, or acting always in the loving service of Krishna, detaches man from all kinds of sensory activities. Therefore, no one should try to be detached from Krishna consciousness at any stage of life. The whole purpose of detachment from all kinds of sense attachment is ultimately to become situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness. I repeat the verse again. Indriyasyendriyasyarte ragadvaisa vyavastita dayornavagam agacchet danyasya paripantina. There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are strangling blocks on the path of self-realization. Om Ajnati Mandasya Chanam Sala Shraka Shakshara Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svamrupradam Yam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shiro Shri Yudha Padkamalam Shirum Vaishnavam Shasya Rupam Charjatam Saganraknatam Fitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shivishakam Vitam Sha Hey Krishna Karuna Sinu Dina Bandha Chiyat Prate Karupesha Karupra Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gangi Radhi Vrindavanasvri Vrishabhanu Siddhidevi Pranamama Haribri Vankha Kalptu Vrisha Kepa Sinubhi Vrisha Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radhada Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gaur Vaina Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Bhaskachai Tasatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So, the first lesson in spiritual life is that we are a spirit soul, we are not this body. Also not this mind, but as a soul we enter bodies. The soul, but the spirit soul is actually a form that, and our senses, they are covering our spiritual senses. That just as one is wearing clothes, the clothes fit the body. And that, so like I have this arm, I have a gross arm. Under this gross arm, there is a mental or a subtle arm. And beneath this the subtle arm, there is a spiritual arm. That sometimes people are in the hospital, they are undergoing some surgery. And during the surgery, suddenly their subtle body floats about the operation theater. That, and they are watching the doctors and the nurses, and they can read the letters written on the lamp on the ceiling. That, but how can they hear? How can they see? It means that the subtle body has eyes and can hear. That and these eyes and ears are better than the gross body, because with the eyes, with the subtle eyes of the subtle body, one can see 360 degrees. Interesting that the mental, but these mental senses, they are covering the spiritual senses, which are even more powerful than the mental senses. That means we have a spiritual body. Spirit soul as a form, as a body, spiritual. But that spiritual body can only be used for one thing. That's devotional service. Acting out of love for Krishna. And that devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That the spiritual body is not designed for selfishness. If we decide to experiment with selfishness, practically for the spiritual body it's not possible, because we cannot be in our spiritual identity, we cannot be selfish. It's not our spiritual nature. But if we try to be selfish, we enter in a world of illusion and we create subtle and gross bodies. So, in our spiritual body, we are satisfying our senses by serving the whole, by serving Krishna. That the whole is Krishna. We are part of Krishna. That's our identity, as explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mamayvam shochiveduke jiva bhuta sanatna. We are eternally part and parcels of Krishna, of God. So, we get natural sense gratification by serving Krishna. But if we want to be the master separate from Krishna, then we get this material body and this material mind. The cause is envy of Krishna. I want to enjoy as Krishna. But it's not our position. In this world we think, oh, I will become happy when I make this body and this mind happy. But we see that it does not work very well. It doesn't work very well. I think I'll become happy by seeing things, by hearing beautiful things, by eating tasty food, smelling wonderful things. But do we feel completely satisfied by these things? It's not really satisfaction. It's satiation. I've enough. How long can you enjoy a pizza? How long?
5 minutes.
So after it's finished, it's gone. You can only remember it. I had a nice pizza. But you can't taste it anymore. And even if you eat it, it doesn't give you full satisfaction. It gives you satiation, I've enough, but not really satisfaction. So the desire to satisfy the senses is never achieved. Duspreno na lenacha in Bhagavad Gita, it burns like fire. But it's not given satisfaction because it does not touch the soul, only the coverings, the body. It's just for the body and the mind. And self-realization means I have to realize I'm not the body and the mind. You can polish a car. But if you don't put gasoline in the car, then it will not go. We are the fuel in this body. The fuel is the spirit soul. An intelligent person starts to think, there is something very strange going on in this world. The teachers in the school tell you, and the government tell you, the businessman tell you, just satisfy your senses and you will be happy. Make a lot of money, have a big house, a good education, a very prestigious occupation, and you will be satisfied. And then when you die, you will say, yes, I'm completely satisfied. But they are all lying. That's the reality. You can work very hard and get all these things, but will you be satisfied? No. Because it's not related to our real self. And the senses can be a cause of trouble, because they are never satisfied. So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada speaks about sex desire. It's a big problem for all of us. And what's the solution? Regulation. Regulation is marriage. Good, but not perfect. It's not that by marriage everyone is satisfied, that still there is attraction for others. So, regulation is not enough, still a problem. We will still be the servant of our senses and get only satiation, not satisfaction. But what do we want? We want satisfaction without satiation. We want unlimited happiness. Everyone wants it. Why? Because the spirit soul wants it. That if we get a real happiness, the spiritual happiness, then our interest in sensual happiness disappears. So that should be really our effort in this life, to attain that. Becoming attached to Krishna. That's the source of all our happiness. But to attain that, we must give up our false ego. Four verses before, 3:30, Krishna has explained, you have to surrender to me. And to surrender unto me means giving up your false ego. False ego in that verse, Krishna says, is two things. That it says that one must give up one's sense for enjoyment in this world. I'm the enjoyer. We must give that up. And the second thing is one must give up the idea that we are the proprietor of anything in this world. Because who is the real proprietor? It's Krishna. He explains that in the Gita. Bhaktaram, Sagatapasam, Sarvlokamaisranam, Suradam Sarvav, Sarvabhutnam, Khatvamam, Santim Ritsati. He says, yes, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and I'm the proprietor of everything. If you are the proprietor, then you have the right to enjoy, right? Because it's yours. But the reality is, nothing is ours in this world. How long can we say this is ours? As long as you have this body. But from the moment this body is gone, and was it yours before you got the body? Will it be yours after you leave the body? That's if your body belongs to Krishna. So, this is the basic of spiritual knowledge. These two things. Krishna is the enjoyer and Krishna is the proprietor. And false ego means I think I'm the enjoyer and the proprietor. And we must give that up. But in this verse today, Krishna says there are obstacles. Obstacles are attachment and aversion. What do most people do? They try to give, they are averse to what gives pain to the body and distress. They don't want it. And they are attached to that what gives pleasures to the body. But that's identification with the body. We are going to take care of the body, but we forget about the soul or real selves. And therefore they are obstacles. But because it increases our body consciousness. So we must give it up. Therefore, this is manifest in our mind. in the form of likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes are going with the body. But we have to learn what's good for the soul, what's degrading the soul, and becoming averse to what's degrading for the soul, and like what's good for the cultivation of our relationship with Krishna, re-establishing our spiritual life. And that means we have to change our likes and dislikes. And what should be our likes and dislikes be on the spiritual platform? That we should like what's in agreement with the instructions of the spiritual master, and we should dislike what's averse to that. And then we are acting as a spirit soul, because that's what the spiritual master is teaching us, how to act as a spirit soul and not as the body. Acting of the body is following likes and dislikes. We need to give that up. And therefore, but in the next verses, Arjuna will say, "Oh Krishna, you want me to give up this attachment and aversion? But there is a force in me which is greater, and I cannot do it. But is this force that led me to do things even if I don't want it?" And Krishna will say, "Kama isha koda isha rachas kuna samudbhava masanam apapnam vityanam iavayanam." The greatest enemy, Arjuna, is lust, born of passion, the mode of passion, that lust, that what makes us go for sense enjoyment in this world, and that's the greatest enemy. And Srila Prabhupada speaks about this in the purport. This greatest lust is a desire for sexual enjoyment. Therefore, it has to be regulated by marriage. Good, but not perfect. Still, we have, especially in the beginning of the practice of spiritual life, that we engage in the devotional service, but at the same time, we must be very careful where we meditate on. Because everything starts with the mind meditation. How do we become entangled in this world, in this attachment and aversion? It starts with dayate. Dayate visyapum sanghasthesi pachayate sangha sanyate kama kamakota vijayate. You meditate on something and you think, "Oh, I want to enjoy it." And then you go for the enjoyment and you have expectations. But when the factual enjoyment comes, it's not really what we expected. And then frustration comes and anger. But it starts with meditation on things in this world with the mentality to enjoy. That mentality we have to change. That understanding everything in this world is not for my enjoyment. Like you see a flower. A materialistic person will see a flower and think, "Oh, that's beautiful. I want to enjoy it and smell the flower." A devotee sees a flower and he thinks, "Oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, my Lord created this flower. I want this flower to offer it to him." And that's different. That's a different mentality. That everything is for Krishna's enjoyment. One can say everything is for Krishna's enjoyment and we are not enjoying. That you go out in the street and you ask people what was the goal of life. To enjoy, they will say. You live only once. Well, they cannot prove that they live only once, but they think it's for enjoyment. Yes, life is for enjoyment, but on the spiritual platform. Enjoyment of the soul. And that enjoyment comes when we serve Krishna, only giving out of love, and then the satisfaction comes into the heart, that ecstasy. That's of a different kind. When you feel that, you don't want sense gratification anymore. It's much better. But to attain what, we must first get a higher taste. That, and how do we get that higher taste? The same procedure, dayate, but not visayapumsam. Dayate, meditation. Meditation on spiritual objects. What's the spiritual objects we meditate on? Krishna's holy name. That just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Meditate on the deity. And meditate on prasad. Not so difficult. It's also.
What about
Holy Dham?
This?
Holy Dham. Holy Dham, yeah. Hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Gata, yeah. Mm. So that's what we are offering here. So please come regularly, evening, morning programs, chant Krishna's holy names. Take prasadam, that's why we are here. Read our books, that Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam. If you don't have a Bhagavad Gita, take a copy with you this evening. That's always good to have Bhagavad Gita with you. That if you have a moment, read Bhagavad Gita. Every verse is an instruction, so valuable. That, and if you know the instructions in Bhagavad Gita, you always know what to do in life. But it's good to learn it from an expert spiritual master such as Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Any question or comment?
Thank you for reminding us. You almost forgot.
Yes?
Sort of like the marriage and the enjoyment of life is like good but not perfect, right? So is the perfection being Brahmacharya and Brahmacharya in the ashrams, or the perfection, or what is sort of as far as the ashram?
Yeah. And one ashram is not better than the other. But it depends on your situation, what's your nature. That, but it's all the same principle. Using your body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna. And like I'm a sannyasi, I do that in a different way than many others here. I'm traveling and preaching. Using my whole life in the service of Krishna. That, but others, yeah, if you are a householder, well, that's different. Then you install the deity in your house and the deity become the master of the house. Whatever you cook, you do for the deity. You consider the deity as a proprietor of the house. So by that, you worship the deity, your house becomes a temple, you are going to work for paying the house, you are paying for the temple for Krishna. It becomes devotional service hall. So it's a question, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the art of doing 24 hours a day, organize your life in such a way that you cannot do anything else than thinking of Krishna. And that's an art to be learned, that's the art of Krishna consciousness. And therefore we need the guidance from an expert spiritual master who will tell you how to do that. How does he know? He went to it. He knows the challenges and so on. So we have different situations Anyway, much more to say about that. Does that help? Yeah. Okay. Something else? Yes, please.
The Prabhupada said that surrender soul to Krishna and Guru is like cow. Cow eating grass and giving milk.
Yeah.
And surrender the cycle just serving Krishna.
And instructions of Guru.
No worry. He said, cow knows that master will bring a food, take care, and cow is very peaceful. So disciple knows when he surrendered to Krishna, that Krishna takes care of everything else that you need, you will have it. You just serve Krishna.
Yes. That's the perfect fate. Thank you so much.
But our problem is how to be there. It seems to me that we don't have much faith. I'm not sure Krishna will provide everything. I better make sure I will do it myself.
Faith comes by association with those who have faith. And that's essential. That faith comes also to experience. After 30 years, I went to so many situations, and Krishna always protected me. If he did not protect me, I was not here anymore, I think. So many situations. That gives faith. Krishna is there. Good. Thank you very much. Chantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.